In Acts 17, the Holy Spirit reveals the Apostle Paul, driven by persecution out of Philippi, Thessalonica, and then Berea. The Apostle Paul says that in this, that we should learn endurance and confidence in Christ. Listen to his words in 2 Thessalonians 3, 3 through 5. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. When your team is down by 10, there's two outs against you. Are you going to give it your best? Or inwardly kind of give up? When you then make an easy out, are you going to give up? Or run it out? You look rather foolish halfway to the dugout when they boot it. And you could have made it. And so, when the spiritual game seems over, we are spiritually ground out, caught up in the same sin once again, it's easy to give in, to quit fighting, to assume, well, I can't help it. Such a game seemed over at Thessalonica. Paul had been able to preach to them only for 3 Sabbaths before he was driven out by persecution. And yet Paul did not give up. But he gave them the word of Christ, now through letters. The Holy Spirit rallied the congregation, and Satan lost. And more, the Lord brought that inspired word to his people through all the continents, all time, even to us, calling us, directing our hearts to Christ, who calls us to endure, to give our best for Him. Christ, of course, was challenged. He was challenged with the demand of flawless righteousness. And he did not give up, but perfectly fulfilled all of God's commandments in your place and mine. He was burdened with the guilt of the whole world, separated from his own Father, and sensing that there was no hope. But he did not give up. He gave himself even into death, enduring all to win forgiveness and salvation for you and me, directed to that loving endurance of Christ. You and I can keep fighting sin even unto death, for it is worse than looking foolish to be found walking halfway to the dugout when Christ has won the game for you. So give it your best, enduring for Christ. The apostle speaks not only of endurance, but also of confidence. You know, the person that lacks confidence about stealing seconds, so he's scared to lead off, takes a very timid start and pauses halfway, wondering if he should have gone, probably won't make it. How could the Apostle Paul be confident about the Thessalonians? It certainly didn't look like they were going to make it. The few weeks that he had been there may have been intense, but he could have only covered the basics of Christian faith with them. And the reports that he got back demonstrated major misunderstandings and disobedience. But it was Christ that had called Paul to preach and that had also promised, as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and does not return without watering the earth and causing it to bring forth and bud and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be it that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please and prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So Paul was confident in Christ's promise to work with power through the word of his gospel and wrote that word trusting in him, though you and I do not feel confident about speaking God's word to someone else. Maybe witnessing or rebuking a sin. The apostle directs our hearts to Christ, who calls us to do our best speaking his word with confidence in him. For yes, burdened with the guilt of the world, separated from his own Father, sensing that there was no hope, Christ did not give up, but gave himself even into death, trusting his Father's promise. Praying, remember? Not my will, but yours be done. And again, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And so, directed to that confidence in Christ, we can do our best sharing his word, confident that he indeed will work through it. It will be worse than looking foolish if we just walk back to the dugout giving the game to Satan, when Christ has promised to work through his word. Give your best, confident in Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 50.